Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Now, a headline caught my eye last week about how a Kryfontein man has spent 9 years fighting his body corporate over the simple issue of a security gate. His name is Maxwell Mokotele. He finally won his case in court earlier this month, although it looks like the body corporate is considering appealing the latest ruling, so it might not be over yet. But I thought it was an interesting case to look at and a good opportunity to invite sectional title specialist Marina Constance back to the show to talk about body corporate issues and to answer any questions you might have about living in your particular complex. As you may recall from previous interviews, Marina is a specialist sectional title attorney and director at BBM Attorneys. It's always lovely to have you with us, Marina. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Pippa. Lovely to be with you.
Such an interesting case. Mr. Mokotele moved into Viking Villas back in 2013 and installed a security gate quite soon thereafter. And then the fight began. The body corporate saying that doesn't comply with our complex rules. Marina, what happened next?
Yeah, so Pippa, this is a case full of a comedy of errors on both sides, on the owner side and on the body corporate side. And I find both sides really, really disappointing in terms of how they handled it. And I think if we take one thing out of this particular case when we finish speaking about it, is that owners and trustees start understanding what their role is and understanding how they need to approach areas of dispute.
Okay,
so we're talking about Viking Villas, and Mr. Mokotele's unit was number 15. He moved in, he got married, and he put in installed a security gate. And it seemed that the body corporate wanted to remove this gate because they said that the gate was against the specifications of the body corporate. Mr. Mokotele said to them, no, there are a lot of other gates that are exactly the same in the complex. And it seems that they spent an awful amount of time and energy fighting each other when it came to paying arrear levies. Then the body corporate imposed a 500 rand per month fine because he didn't want to take his gate away. So already there, you've got a problem, because the body corporate can fine, but that doesn't sound to me correct that they impose a monthly fine.
Okay.
And Mr. Mokotele was also saying that, you know, raised his concerns that it was racially motivated, that he was being victimized at this complex. So he decided to stop paying his levies. He stopped paying the fines that were also imposed. And ultimately, over the years, they went to the Cales River and Melville Magistrates Court and started fighting. A summons was issued for the amount in arrears. It all at the end landed up being an amount of 155,000 rand that Mr. Mokotele owed the body corporate. And the body corporate applied to attach the unit.
Gosh.
He then came through and said, no, I want a rescission of the judgment. We need to stop all this nonsense. And in fact, Pippa, a settlement was reached. They signed a settlement.
Okay.
And the one clause in the settlement agreement actually said to the body corporate that if he reneged on the settlement, they would be entitled to attach the unit. So then what happened was he did renege because he started getting upset again. And the body corporate, instead of attaching that unit, just went ahead with a sequestration application against him, which basically means that, you know, you rendered bankrupt as a person, like a company is liquidated, an individual is sequestrated. And they went through to the court, and in January 2021, the court granted a sequestration order of the owner. So that's when he decided, look, he needs to take this on. And that's what the case that you're talking about was heard in the Western Cape. And we got a judgment on the 6th of June, 2022, where the judge said, no, they should never have gone the route. The body corporate should never have gone the route of a sequestration application. And there was an abuse of the court process. They should have actually attached the unit. He's never committed any act of insolvency. And he was quite solvent. Pippa was married in community property, owned the unit, there was equity in the unit, and he owned a car which was fully paid up. So they've actually rescinded the sequestration application. and now the body corporate is sitting in the invidious position of owing all the legal fees.
Oi, oi, oi. I mean, Marina, as you say, it seems absurd. It seems ludicrous that a fight could have gone on for this long and charred up as much as it must have done in legal fees. I mean, I just shudder to think how much money the lawyers have made off this. Surely there should be a more amicable and reasonable means to resolve a dispute between a tenant and a body corporate. I mean, what would be the less litigious approach?
Well, I think the main thing is that there's got to be an internal dispute resolution process within your complex, within the scheme, where a person is able to come and, you know, talk about their views in a public forum where possibly it's not only trustees on a committee, but other members of the body corporate. And in fact, our community scheme ombud service makes it compulsory where there's a dispute in a complex for it to be resolved, or you need to attempt to resolve it at an internal mediation kind of process. And it's not just paying lip service to that process. It's a proper process where you think about these things, because now the body corporate's dragged this matter to court. You've got a real issue with court process and the legal fees. So this means now that every owner has got to cough up money for the legal fees.
Yeah.
So your trustees have to watch their fiduciary duty in dragging things all the way to court. There are much better ways. You can also go to the ombud service to sort out issues, disputes, as long as you've tried the internal mediation remedies first.
Yeah. I mean, one would think that a sensible approach would have been, okay, the gate you've put up is not compliant with the complex rules. He could argue, we'll see on units 1, 2, and 3 as a similar gate, or actually this gate is very different. What would be a compliant gate? Can we look at changing the design of the gate to be consistent? One assumes, Marina, they can't forbid you from trying to secure your property, full stop, but maybe there was an argument around the design of the particular gate. It just seems, as you say, absurd that it got this far, and as you mentioned, the potential long-term impact is on every other resident within that complex. I mean, would they have had the right, watching all of this going on, to put up their hands and say, hang on a second, that's potentially going to impact on our finances going forward. We as residents don't agree with your pursuing this in court as much as you are.
Yes, for sure. And I think, again, another lesson to learn out of this as owners in sectional title, go to your AGM. Make sure that at your AGM there's an item on the agenda, and the item is known as restrictions and directions. And you can actually restrict your body corporate from taking matters to court for over a certain amount of money. Because, you know, now the body corporate saying, no, we're going to appeal this matter. I mean, you know, hopefully those owners understand how much an appeal may cost them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big. So to go dragging people, innocent people to, you know, litigation, when quite honestly speaking, this matter could have been solved and resolved if you just had people who were a little bit more conciliatory and willing to compromise on both sides.
We're talking to Marina Constas, specialist sectional title attorney with a BBM attorney. She's director there. If you've got questions around dealing with disputes in a sectional title setting, you've got about 5 minutes to give us a quick call or send us a quick voice note to raise the particular issue you'd like to know about. So Marina, again, there's got to be a mechanism in place in any of these the complexes to deal with disputes.
And and also something interesting, Pippa, that we've just had a couple of cases coming out of the high courts, not only in the Cape, but also in Gauteng, where owners have tried to take, or the body corporate has tried to take on a dispute and gone to the high court. And the high court has actually said that there's a service in place, there's a regulatory authority in place, being the Community Scheme Ombud Service. So the courts are in fact not happy to hear sectional title disputes at the moment.
Okay.
So take a matter to court at your own risk, because it might be dismissed with costs and the applicant would pay those costs. They're saying go to the ombud. That's what it was. That's what it was put together for.
Yeah. And is the ombud generally quite responsive, Marina? Are they a well functioning ombud?
Look, Pippa, you know, I hear good stories and I hear bad stories. There's certain good stories which tell me that there's thousands and thousands of mediations that are sorted out at the ombud. Then you get a couple of stories that say, you know, the adjudications don't go quickly enough. This one's been waiting 4 months. That one's been waiting 5 months. So, at the end of the day, the ombud's got its problems. But I think it's worthwhile trying to approach, particularly to mediate any matter.
Okay. Marina, in this case, the complainant, Mr. Mokotele was his name, pointed to the fact that other neighbours had similar gates and he felt he was being victimised or that a precedent was being ignored. How important is precedent? If, for example, it's a no pets complex, but one resident has been given permission to keep an ageing dog because it's probably not going to be around for much longer than another few months. Does that open the door for anybody else in the complex to ask for the same thing, or can it be restricted to one individual case?
I think the golden rule in any complex, and it's in terms of the sectional title schemes management act, that all the rules in the scheme must be reasonable, number one, and secondly must apply consistently to all owners. So you can't make exceptions for one person. You know, we had a case where a guy brought in this most beautiful door from Bali. He had it imported, and the whole complex had white doors. Every single unit in the complex had white doors, and he wanted this beautiful dark mahogany door from Bali, and they wouldn't allow it. And the fact is, you know, rules apply consistently to all owners. So even if the door was aesthetically beautiful, it couldn't be argued. It wasn't harmonious.
Right.
And when you live in sectional titles, those are the things you need to take into account.
I mean, it's the give and take. If you want the security of living in a communal environment, if you want to have the use of communal spaces and a pool and all the things that come with it as benefits, this is one of the things you have to accept as your responsibility in payment for living in that sort of situation, is that there are going to be some curtailments of your own right to choose what happens with your property. Final question then, Marina. If a resident feels that their scheme's rules are not reasonable or that they're not being applied consistently, do they complain straight to the body corporate, or should they go straight to the community scheme's ombud?
Well, I think there should be an opportunity to attend a trustees meeting to discuss the matter, and maybe the trustees would be amenable or open to having their rules dissected and to look at them carefully and consider them. But if that doesn't work, then certainly you can go to the Ombud, and in terms of Section 39 of the Community Scheme Ombud Service you can apply to have those rules substituted or completely made void, particularly if they're discriminatory in any way or against public policy, public morals.
Marina Constance, thank you. Always great to have you with us on the show. Director at BBM Attorneys, a specialist sectional title attorney. And I'll leave you in closing with the website address of the Community Schemes Ombud Service. If you do want to raise an issue, if you've got nowhere trying to deal with it directly with the body corporate, the Ombud is available via www.csos, Community Schemes Ombud Service, csos.org.za.